It's 6 o'clock. I'd like to call the April 1st meeting of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Lathrop is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Selle is absent. And Commissioner Gladue is absent.
Okay, we do not have a quorum. So tonight's meeting will simply be an informational meeting for the purpose of reading the reports into the record. So we can skip everything right on down to, well, why don't we skip to item F, communications pertaining specifically matter. Of the commission, do either of you have any communications to share?
None to share. Thank you.
Okay. And we mark from the public report from operations, Mr. Superintendent.
Yes, this is Superintendent Albertson. I wanted to tell the commission that we are having training available for the staff, which included IT departments. Townwide phishing and cyber hacking training that they have on an annual basis. We also had a severe bleeding, stop the bleed course in March. I wanted to report that our collections operator, Dennis Kexel, passed his NUIA collections operator exam. And he also reported previously that he had received his CDL. Our lab operator has taken the NUIA lab course, and she'll be sitting for that exam shortly. We continue to use lower kilowatt hours of energy. We calculated that our energy usage dropped 8% this March compared to last March. And we attribute that to better control of the oxygen going to the process tanks. Most of the energy at the facility is electrical energy, and most of that energy is used to put air into the tank. So our new blowers and the controls for those blowers allow for a better defined oxygen level, and therefore we use less energy. We've had very high flows. In fact, this month, March, has almost a 30% higher influent rate than any normal month throughout the year. We usually typically have 62 million gallons total going through the plant in March. But this March, we've looked at over 90 million gallons going through the facility. So that amount of inflow our influent is contributing to poor settling, and that's causing some operational issues. We received the general permit for nitrogen reduction state numbers. The Montville WPCF did very, very well. We were in 2023, we were 38% lower than our permitted loading amount, and because of that, we were recognized as one of the best operating plants in the state, and we will receive a check for approximately $3,000. We have also, as indicated to the commission, we have a partnership with BioBot. It's a company, an offshoot of Harvard University, and they monitor our influent for COVID. But they've also, for free, have extended their services to us to monitor other viruses like the norovirus or the flu. And they've also expanded their monitoring to include drugs such as cocaine, fentanyl, methamphetamines, nicotine, and xylazine, which is the street name is Trank. So it's kind of interesting, use of analysis of the influent to see where we stand with, the drugs in the community. That's it from the superintendent.
Thank you. Report for administration, Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to elaborate on just the report that the superintendent filed with the agenda, we had significant connection fees that were collected this month. Knox Box of Lofts came online. The six of the 22 units at 245 Route 32, the condos that are, you can see that one building that's built there, and then six units of apartment buildings in the old entertainment zone building across from the town hall have come online, as well as one residential. So we were able to make a $105,000 payment to Matua today, which brings our balance owed to them finally under $500,000. So unfortunately, we take in a lot less than we're paying out to them, but it is structured the way it is structured, and we're starting to meet those goals. Along with everything, all the other training, we're doing cyber readiness training at the plant. Everything's in really good shape from my analysis that I've seen, taking the courses that I've taken, and I've taken quite a few of them at Derek's urging, because we're very concerned about any infiltration from foreign actors trying to mess with our sewer and water infrastructure. So we've developed a cyber readiness playbook. It's in process. We're hoping that we can use our intern this summer to help us flesh that completely out. There's several modules that go along with that we've written some policies for: password protection, secure file storage and file sharing, making sure that the software is updated properly and in a timely manner, so that those patches are in place so that we're not subject to those vulnerabilities. So I didn't know, for instance, like a password of 8 characters can be hacked in 3 minutes, but a 15-character password, it takes 4 million years for them to be able to hack that, which is kind of crazy. I don't know how it's got 4 million years to crack a password, but I know people are trying. And so if we can train our staff to understand that, hey, you know what, we can strengthen ourselves a little bit just by using better passwords and multi-factor authentication, we'll even be in better shape. And the plant's in great shape now when I walked in. I think really that's all I have, except I have to say that having now been there almost 2 months, kudos to the superintendent, Derek Alberson, for the staff development and the way that plant is running. Yeah, we're out of process a little bit right now, but everybody's committed to making that place just hum. And they're all fully engaged. They're all fully on board. It's a great place to work. I'm so happy I'm here.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
If I may, this is the superintendent. World Water Day was March 22nd, and the UN recognizes that day as you know, the world to stop and recognize how important water is to the worldwide community. This year was Water for Peace. They recognize that a lot of wars now are starting just because of the lack of clean water.
All right, the mayor is not here, so no report from him. Report from engineering. Mr. Superintendent?
Yes. I'd like to just recognize that we have a bid outstanding for the Stony Creek Bridge, and I believe that closes on the 8th.
Ninth.
The 9th?
The 9th is the bid opening. Yep.
And the bid opening, and we'll share, of course, with the commission the the winning bid and the amount of that bid before any expenditures.
When is the bid opening? The 9th?
The 9th. And it'll be, I believe, upstairs.
Usually it's in the finance office, but now things have been kind of a little reconfigured up there, so it'll be there or 203, I would imagine.
The D box and Rand Whitney box coating project, that is going out to bid shortly. It'll be out this week. And the fuel cell, we've again want to recognize is it's about 90% of our energy for the second month or third month in a row. So a lot of ways to save money on energy, but if we use that fuel cell, there's a lack of transmission costs, then we really end up saving a lot of money. So 90% of the energy that was used at the facility came from the fuel cell in March.
I know that on Eversource bills, the transmission cost is more than the cost of the electricity itself.
Incredible.
Okay, thank you. No old business, no new business. Reports from and referrals from planning and zoning. There was nothing really for me to report on that. We talked about the regulations for marijuana, and that is inbound. We've decided that what we're going to do about that is there's going to be two motions brought to the next meeting. One will be to adopt proposed resolutions, or to prohibit any additional marijuana facilities in town, which will give us the opportunity to spend more time looking things over rather than doing a postponement on a postponement. And it'll be one or the other to be adopted. Nothing which affected the WPCA was discussed.
I would just say, sir, if there is any proposed cultivation facilities that in those regulations, I mean, that's going to be a high water usage, I would assume, for those kind of facilities. Are they going to go hydroponic or what their deal is? But we would want to take a good close look at those.
Right, that was one of the things that I specifically brought up. So, thank you. Moving on to the Water Commission. Report from operations, Mr. Superintendent?
No operational issues to report at this time.
Okay. Report from administration, Mr. Administrator?
Yeah, I'll just report that I'm trying to continue to learn the new Neptune system. We have a very robust software system in place that we're not fully comfortable with yet, and the ladies in the office and I are trying to learn that and being able to use that to do a lot more data analysis on what's going on and be able to provide an audit, a really complete audit, when we get our monthly bill from Groton Utilities to see where we're at on things. And we'd be able to track, it should be able to, at some point, to be able to automatically track if somebody's spiking high for some reason. We can alert them, hey, your toilet may be leaking. You may have an outside hose that's running wild or whatever. Or if you see somebody who's filling up swimming pools or something to that effect. There are a lot of anomalous situations that I wasn't not aware of, but you start getting these phone calls at work now that are, hey, can you fill up a tanker for us for pool water, you know, kind of thing. We just had that the other day, you know,
yeah,
for instance.
All right.
So that's all I have, sir.
Thank you. Reports from engineers, Mr. Superintendent?
Yes, just wanted to mention that we are having another status meeting for Cook Water Tower coming up in 2 weeks, and it's on the schedule, and all parties have been invited. They can either dial in and attend remotely, or it'll be in the conference room at 10 o'clock, the second Wednesday.
Do you have the date?
I believe it's the 7th.
It's the Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Not even close.
I think it might be the 17th. Yeah, it's the April 17th.
April 17th at 10 a.m.?
Yep. And that will be in the conference room.
Thank you. No old business, no new business. No public remarks, no remarks from the commissioners. So I guess we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.